Tucker Carlson recently said that the Democrats are creating an environment in the United States that is similar to the conditions that produced the Rwandan genocide. Not only is this comment just wrong, it's also extremely dangerous. And the fact of the matter is, unlike Tucker Carlson, I've actually been to Rwanda. And even if he had actually been to Rwanda, he chose to see something else that just doesn't exist. Fact of the matter is, in Rwanda right now, they are still finding bodies from a genocide that took place over 20 years ago. They have open mass graves that are still being filled today for the nearly a million people that were slaughtered. They had people as young as 9 months old in there who were slaughtered, hacked to death, 2 years old, 75 years old. Neighbors were hunting neighbors. Now, when he talks about the Democrats creating a climate towards Republicans and conservatives that can lead to that, he would almost be accurate if he flipped it. Because when you look at what the rhetoric is that Donald Trump is putting out there and many of his supporters are, they are actually working to create conditions similar to what happened in the Rwandan genocide. Now, if you know a little bit of history, you will know that every genocide across the world has different origins. Some are rooted in religion. Some are rooted in other issues, land grabs, political issues, and of course, ethnicity is an issue. Some are related to other land resources, and there's just lots of other reasons. But the Rwandan genocide actually is more scary as it relates to the United States because the conditions in the United States now are becoming similar to what happened with the Rwandan genocide, but it's actually happening from people like Tucker Carlson and Donald Trump. The Rwandan genocide was able to manifest itself because of campaigns of misinformation that didn't get challenged on a large level. And so when people were putting out these different stories, about the Tutsis and the radio that was being used and television that was being used, people were slowly being fed diets of misinformation that led them to see their neighbors as less than. Couple that of what's happening in the United States today. You don't see people in the Democratic Party or even many Republicans who are not in the Donald Trump ilk right now putting off these issues. But the people who are following Donald Trump and Donald Trump himself, they're doing what happened in Rwanda. They are painting other people as other and that they don't belong here. Mexicans as rapists, they're saying that people don't send you their best. They literally have created a climate where people are turning on their neighbors right now. We see that hate crimes jump for the largest numbers in the last 10 years under Donald Trump. We see that on 1 year statistic that hate crimes are up more than 200%. The fact of the matter is, Tucker Carlson, with his rhetoric and the Ann Coulters and the Donald Trump, by using terms like, oh, don't listen to what people are saying, this is fake news and alternative facts, they're creating a propaganda narrative that is festering a climate of hate in this country. Now, yes, Kavanaugh went through what happened with the Supreme Court hearings, but there was no genocidal threats made against an entire group of people, white people, white males, or anything of the like. So what Tucker Carlson is doing is just ignorant and rude and disrespectful. And he's probably banking on the fact that most of his listeners probably have never been to an African country, and as Donald Trump looks at them as just degraded countries anyway that aren't worth anything. So if you want to go there and be disrespectful like that, Tucker Carlson, don't think that you're going to do that and not be challenged, because the fact of the matter is you're not intellectually honest enough to be able to put out the facts and make the listeners decide for yourself, for themselves. But I do believe that the Rwandan genocide can happen in this country today, and if it was to happen, it's not going to be from the hands of Democrats. It's going to be from the hands of this pseudo-Republican leader, Donald Trump, inciting people who feel like they have nothing else to lose. Remember, it was Lyndon Johnson who said, as president, that he learned at a very young age, as president, that if you can convince the poorest white man that he's better than the best colored man, he won't realize that you're picking his pocket. Give him someone to look down on, and he'll empty his pockets for you. That's where we are right now. And so, for those of you all who identify yourself as Republicans and conservatives, you should be appalled that people like Tucker Carlson and people like Donald Trump have usurped your party and made you all look to be some type of racist, homophobe, anti-Semitic, Islamophobic individuals. Because we know that the majority of Republicans are not. The majority of Republicans and conservatives that I know are nothing like this. But as Hitler said, and yes, the Hitler comparison is being used as a reason, whoever controls the media controls the race. It has been said that Nixon would not have survived if he would have been able to survive if he actually had a propaganda network like Fox News. And so we have a propaganda network right now, and it's not to say that CNN doesn't have a particular lean or MSNBC doesn't have a particular lean. No, I'm talking about a lean towards hate, a lean towards destruction, a lean towards singling out other people in ways that are dangerous. And Tucker Carlson knows what he's doing, and it's just unfortunate that people feel like they're just believing whatever it is that is coming out of his mouth. And when he talks about so many different comments, but this particular one is really something that I have to speak up on. Trust me, I'll be speaking up on more of this, because at the end of the day, I'm not going to be part of a nation that's becoming a nation of onlookers. And I'm not going to apologize for having knowledge or having an intelligence or traveling and seeing the world, because yes, it becomes problematic because I'm debating and having conversations with people who don't want to see the world, who don't want to open a book. The average American reads one book a year, if that. And what do you do with that? Yes, ignorance is gaining in this country, but ignorance is dangerous. And I am going to do my best to engage people in real conversations based in facts. You can agree with me, but let's talk about it. Let's see where I'm wrong, and let's not condemn each other. Let's not condemn this country. Let's not condemn other countries. And let's stop being part of a nation of onlookers that's looking at people irresponsibly augment this climate of hate, ignorance, and just outright disrespect. We are heading towards dangerous times right now, and some people want that because they're going to come out unscathed, but many of us are not. And if you really care about the future of this country and you have some knowledge, you can't just let ignorance get out there and fester and not do anything about it. My entire life, I've been doing this, whether it's using music, the classroom, the social media, but Tucker Carlson, your comments are rude, they're wrong, they're disrespectful. You should apologize for these comments. You disrespected the Rwandan genocide, you disrespected African peoples across the entire continent, and you disrespected the American population by acting as if they're too ignorant to fully understand what it is that you're actually doing. And when they say, as you know better, you do better, I actually think you know better, and it's about time that you actually do better.